Welcome to another edition of a university podcast. Our topic today is the transition from university to career. Such a transition can be rather difficult and stressful for many recent graduates. But there is no need to worry. Today we have a guest, a student career advisor, Catherine Adams, who is going to share some tips to help you to succeed and make a smooth transition into the working world. Welcome, Catherine.
Hello, thank you for inviting me.
Working as a student advisor in a career service center, I guess you know everything about students' problems and fears. Would you share with us what the main issues of the transition period are and how students can be better prepared for them?
Well, yes, it's true. This transition period is often chaotic and stressful, especially if you step directly from college into a career. Having a full-time job is something completely different from studying at university. You will be facing new responsibilities and challenges and will have to cope with them on a daily basis. However, there are several important aspects to have in mind that will help you to make the transition period less stressful.
Speaking about the time management aspect, for example, what kind of challenges might the students have at the beginning of their career?
Well, first of all, deadlines. Deadlines at work are much more critical than at university. As a student, you might be used to having a relatively flexible schedule. Generally speaking, at university, you always have an opportunity to shift the deadlines on agreement with the professor. Missing the deadlines at work is absolutely unacceptable. Moreover, in most cases, you will be engaged in teamwork, which means it's not only about your individual performance. So the success of the whole team often depends on your timely submission of the task. My first tip here: start to take the deadline seriously and learn to manage your time. It will make the transition into work much easier. Another important time-related aspect here is also planning your holidays and days off. Students have longer holidays and much more free time. As a student, you can always miss the class if it starts too early or if you just don't feel like going to the university on that day for some reason. As an employee, you will have to face the reality of working 40 hours a week and be at work early in the morning and always on time. So, no absences for no good reason and no delays. Well, my advice here is just be aware of the fact that your schedule is going to change dramatically. That is why it is really important to develop self-discipline during your student time. Later, it will allow you to keep a healthy work-life balance.
Well, and what about the new working environment? To what extent is it different from university?
Well, actually, there is a huge difference. The students have to be aware of and prepare for a new working environment with its own conventions, policies, and corporate values. Strictly speaking, it's a new world, and you are a guest in this world, so you have to behave accordingly. My tip here: always be polite and friendly. This will help you to build up good working relationships with your colleagues. Always be aware and respectful of generation differences. Keep in mind that it's no longer the university where all your mates are of about the same age. In some way, you will have to adjust your behavior and speech culture. Have some interest in colleagues' hobbies and in the things that are important to them, instead of speaking only about your own interests or things that are interesting only to your peers.
I assume most of the students focus purely on their professional skills and much less on their personal traits. Could it be a problem?
Well, yes. Your personal traits are also very important at work. Many students forget about them and concentrate only on the development of professional skills. This is a big mistake, since work is almost always about communication, building good working relationships, and teamwork. It is very important how flexible you are, whether you're a team player, how fast you learn, and so on. Review these skills and think what you're lacking and what can be improved. These skills are always in demand, no matter which job. Another important thing, don't panic if you did manage to find your dream job at the first try. You are just at the beginning of your career path and this is just your first job. So don't let such things distract you. You can use your first employment as an opportunity for self-orientation that helps you to realize what your strengths and interests are. It's absolutely normal if you find yourself one day wanting to move further. Just be honest with yourself.
Catherine, thank you very much for the wonderful tips. You've been listening to our podcast on the topic transition from university to career. If you'd like more help with your transition into career, you can also listen to our next podcast on the topic first day at a new job on our website, or just come to the Career Service Center.